Hello, and welcome to the Steve Barclay Ponders Out Loud podcast. Instructional coaches and leaders create the environment that supports teachers to continually imagine, grow, and achieve. They model an excitement for learning that teachers in turn model for students. This podcast is dedicated to promoting the important aspects of instructional leadership. Thanks for listening. Leadership that communicates, every teacher matters. Today on the podcast, I'm joined by Wayne Rowland, who currently is the head of PE at the Kai Wen Academy in China. Wayne was a participant in a virtual session that I had facilitated for middle-level leaders at his school. And following the session, Wayne sent me a follow-up message sharing how a teaching experience that he had had earlier in his career connected to many of the elements that I was sharing in my session. And when I read his thoughts, I responded and asked him if he would join us and share some of his insights with us here today. And I'm delighted that he agreed. Welcome, Wayne.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I'm wondering, for starters, if you'd share a little bit about the current role that you have at Kai Wen Academy, and then jump us back to this school in England that was earlier in your career and somewhat framed your thinking about teaching and learning.
Thank you. Steve, as you said, I'm the head of secondary PE at Kai Wen Academy, Beijing in China. This is my fifth year as the head of PE. I teach grades 6 to 12, which is 11 to 18 year olds, both boys and girls. My main role is to design and implement the Cambridge and Chinese national curriculums. And the two main programs that sit at the top of our PE program at Kai Wen include the IGCSE PE 0413 program and also the Sports Leader UK program.
And now jump us back to the school that you wrote me about in England. What was your role there?
So my role at Halifax High School, under the head teacher, Mr. Jeremy Waxman. To start with, I came in as a physical education teacher. Towards the end of my 8 years at the school, I became head of physical education.
And so when you wrote me about that school, one of the pieces you shared with me was the way the school was structured, with a head teacher and deputy heads and assistant heads. I'm wondering if you'd describe that structure a little bit for us, and how do you think that structure impacted teaching and learning there?
Yeah, so the structure included a head teacher, a deputy head, three assistant heads, each for behavior, teaching and learning, and special educational needs. And the head teacher's teaching and learning system was based on trust, integrity, care, love, and about 20 years ago now, the Every Child Matters initiative, which had five main strands to it: as be healthy, stay safe, enjoy and achieve, make a positive contribution to society, and achieve economic well-being. He also ran a teaching and learning system based on trust, integrity, care, love, and every teacher matters, looking after his staff wherever he could. All five of those senior leaders taught between 8 to 12 lessons per week, mainly for two reasons: to learn and understand what was going on the ground in their school, and to have the opportunity to build relationships with learners, but also staff members. From there, the system continued where there was heads and assistant heads of year, heads and assistant heads of house, And these main roles ensured that learners were given their extra support by a setup of a professional pastoral system. The school then had heads of departments supported by second heads of department. So it was a really thorough setup from top all the way down to the teachers at the foot.
So it sounds like there was a lot of teacher leadership in place.
Yeah, a lot of teacher leadership in place that really gave all staff members in the school the opportunity to grow into one of those teacher leading positions.
Yeah, I know that you've been in a couple different international settings since. I'm guessing in many of the situations, those administrative leaders having a teaching assignment tends not to be present. Is that accurate, or have you worked in somewhere it was present?
Yeah, I mean, in the two schools that I've been in since my school in Halifax, which includes the school I'm at right now, I don't see it as something that is seen as important as the leaders at my school in Halifax. I have witnessed, you know, a few lessons covered here and there, but not as sort of what I learned to be as in the job description as the senior leaders at Halifax High School.
How did you see that impacting, I guess, both teachers and students?
I mean, for me, it had a major impact on the way that I viewed the senior leaders at school when they addressed us in staff meetings or on professional development afternoons, where I could directly relate to everything that the senior leaders were saying because they were having the same experience as me in the classroom.
That's interesting. In our work at PLS Third Learning, much of our instruction is provided by people who are classroom teachers. They're offering courses for other teachers, and frequently in the evaluations from people who are taking the courses, a frequent response that they have is the positive nature that person who was instructing them was able to pull an example from their day that day with a student in illustrating what it was that they were talking about. So there's kind of a believability that jumps out that you don't have to work quite as hard to earn.
I understand. I think the true impact of for me, the head teacher was highlighted in a final assembly at the end of every academic year, something that I don't think I'll ever see again. He would stand in front of 650 learners, 150 members of staff, and he was able to call out the forenames and surnames, top left to bottom right, of every person in that room because of the lessons that he taught and his activity inside and outside of the classroom, the corridors, the gym, the cafeteria, and how the young learners responded to Mr. Waxman reading out everybody's name was just a joy to see. And that in itself had a huge impact on the feel of the school and everything that went on inside it.
I'll bet. How did the school approach professional development or teacher learning for teachers, and was peer coaching part of the program where teachers were set up to learn from each other?
Yeah, so at the school, every Wednesday afternoon, there was professional development training, and that was something that was very big in the school and something that I sort of was a part of there was, again, the professional development. But I haven't had it since I left for international education, where the professional development has somewhat been replaced by a meeting. But in my school in England, it was professional development and something that I was involved in, an initiative that I was involved in, was a staff mentorship and professional development program. And this was when I first entered the school as a newly qualified teacher, that NQTs and junior teachers were given the opportunity to enter a program for 3 years where they would be able to shadow one of the senior leaders in the school. The idea of this initiative was for the school to keep staff members long term and possibly promote from within. And in the fourth year of service, if not given one of those middle leadership roles, then you would be given a personal responsibility that you were able to choose or negotiate. A number of middle leadership and assistant leadership roles came up in the fourth, but in particular the fifth year of service, and promotion from within was something that the school leaders and the board members were always looking for, because we knew the school. And it was fantastic to see in my time in the school that a promotion of an individual that started the school as a teacher actually ended up as the head teacher towards the end of my 8 years at the school, which for everybody was just wonderful to see that I've got a career moving forward here.
That historically has been a problem in teaching, that quite frequently for teachers to advance in their career, there's a requirement to leave the school that you're in. And you're right. I think we miss a big opportunity there to not only grow people but grow their commitment to the program.
Definitely.
Well, you mentioned to me in a side conversation that we had that you have had some thinking about looking to take on an administrative role in the future. Looking back at this experience that you had, and add to it the experiences you've had since, what do you see as some of the important things you think you'd want to focus on as you as you would move into a school administrative leadership role beyond a teacher leadership role?
Yeah, I mean, what I take from my earlier experiences, and in particular the head teacher, Mr. Waxman, at Halifax High School, is to really put the students at the heart of every decision that is made, and also to place as much emphasis on the well-being of all staff members. And in addition to that, taking responsibility as a staff leader to ensure the best educational outcomes for learners, which includes something that is almost forgotten: personalized learning and well-being, and support and guidance for staff, families, and parents. And although teaching and learning has evolved over time, curriculum, technology, and obviously now during the last 2 years, online learning, I think what I've learned is the core values will always remain the same, which, going back to what I said right at the start, is trust, integrity, care, and every person in the school matters.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Wayne. If you're okay, I'd like to put your email address into the lead into this podcast. So if people have questions or thoughts, they could contact you directly.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you for listening. You can subscribe to Steve Barclay Ponders Out Loud on iTunes and Podbean. And please remember to rate and review us on iTunes. I also want to hear what you're pondering. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Barclay, or send me your questions and find my videos and blogs at barclaypd.com.